Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited Q1 FY19 results conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for standing by. It is a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries Limited. From the management side, we are represented by Shri Taparia Ji, who is the Managing Director, Mr. Somani, who is the CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, who is the Company Secretary. Without taking much time, I hand over the floor to Taparia Ji. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial results for the first quarter ended 30th June 2018. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I will give a brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company has sold 99,905 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,316 crore during the first quarter of the current year, against sale of 92,196 tons and net product turnover of 1,127 crore in the corresponding quarter ended 30th June 2017, resulting in volume growth of about 8% and product value growth of 17%. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the first quarter of the current year amounted to 1,346 crore and 192 crore as compared to 1,162 crore and 162 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording an increase of about 16% and 19% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding exceptional item, for the first quarter of the current year amounted to 146 crore and 97 crore as compared to 118 crore and 78 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording an increase of 23% and 24% respectively. Consequent to the approval issued from shareholders on 19th May 2018 and in pursuance to business transfer agreement dated 4th April 2018, the company at the close of the quarter transferred its Kuskudai unit engaged in manufacture of plastic automotive components as going concern to a newly formed joint venture company, that is CUMI Supreme India Private Limited, on a slump sale basis. Accordingly, gain on sale of the said undertaking amounting to rupees 70 crore on a standalone basis and rupees 56 crore on a consolidated basis has been recognized during the quarter and disclosed as an exceptional item. Company holds 20.67% equity of the joint venture company. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the current year ended 30th June 2018, as compared to the corresponding period in the previous year, has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 5% in volume and 12% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 10% in volume and 9% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 23% in volume and 33% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew 15% in volume and 24% in value term. The share of our sale in the value-added product has been 32.76% of the total sale in the quarter ended 30th June 2018, as against 32% in the corresponding quarter of previous year. Total borrowing of the company stands at rupees 106 crore as on 30th June 2018, as against rupees 248 crore as on 31st March 2018. Average net borrowing level during the first quarter of current year remained at rupees 215 crore against rupees 336 crore during the previous year and at 31st March 2018. Average cost of borrowing as on 30th June 2018 is 6.83%. Which is 7.12% per annum as on 31st March 2018. With the business outlook going forward, the polymer prices remain affordable. The volatility in crude prices, the effect of global trade frictions, the rise in federal interest rate have created a lot of business uncertainty. Even with these macro-level headwinds, the domestic markets look healthy and promise better business growth potential. The company remains quite optimistic and growing in all its business segment. Emerging from this business outlook, the company remains fully committed to its investment plan. The company's greenfield plant at Ghiloth in Rajasthan is now complete and will go in production in July-September quarter. The production will also start the other greenfield plant at Jharkhand in Telangana, where first phase may start production in October-November this year. The expansion of capacity at Hosur, Jarawasi, Malanpur, Durgapur and Kharagpur plant will be complete and go in production before December this year. Khopoli unit expansion of capacity will go in production in January-March 2019. The company is progressing to acquire land for putting another plant in Assam. Land procured for putting up a plant in Andhra Pradesh is still under negotiation with the state government. The company procured an order from Bangladesh to supply 40,000 number LPG composite cylinder where supplies started. The company is in final stage of negotiation to supply LPG cylinder in other export markets. Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited has made a soft launch of composite cylinder supplied by the company in four cities. The company also started supplying composite cylinder to two private gas bottlers in domestic market. The response for the product from consumer is quite positive. The company is negotiating with other private bottlers in different cities to supply LPG gas in its cylinder. The company negotiated sale of 38,717 square feet premises at Supreme Chamber, Andheri West, Bombay. They issued initial deposits and expected to complete the transaction before September this year. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Mr. P. Somani, CFO, are available to reply to your various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star, then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star, then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star, then one. The first question is from the line of Avi Mehta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just wanted to clarify, had there been any inventory gains during the quarter on that we have received?
No, inventory gain not possible because there was a drop of PVC beginning of the quarter by 3 rupees a kilo. There are some inventory loss, but inventory gain, no possible.
Sorry. What was the loss, sir? Would you be able to share?
Loss also not there, but thereafter price recovered by 1 rupee two times.
Okay, so there was no material inventory pressure?
Okay, any gain or any loss?
No, okay. Sir, in that case, we have seen a flattish gross margin coming in. Are we essentially... pressure is not there from the raw material, which is what we highlighted. Is that something that is playing out?
We do not see any pressure from raw material. We believe that there is some downward bias in raw material prices going forward.
Okay. Okay.
So several new plants are coming up. They've already started in USA. Plants have started in India. Plants have started in Gulf area. So we do not see, in spite of any crude price, we don't believe polymer prices are going to harden now.
Okay. Okay, sir. Fair enough. And sir, in terms of, you know, the competitive intensity both in the pipe segment as well as the packaging segment, has there been any change or improvement in the agri-pipe segment and B, in the packaging segment, packaging film segment?
Agri-pipe, we are not very aggressive player.
Yes, sir.
Agri-pipe is a very low margin business.
Mm-hmm.
And as a policy, we are not a very aggressive player. We are supplying agri-pipe in North Karnataka and Maharashtra and the Madhya Pradesh.
Mm-hmm.
We are very active only in Maharashtra. Other places, we are not very active. We are supplying only specialized pipe in the agricultural segment in some other states, where there is no competition in intensity, where there is too much functional value.
Okay, fair enough.
Packaging segment, we are a small player. In the packaging segment, there is too much competition nowadays in performance packaging film, which is used for packing edible oil or lubricant or meat. There are too much capacity coming up. So there is a competition, but we are a small player. Our overall sale is less than 7,000 tons out of 400,000 tons.
So no, in the silpaulin segment, are we seeing any pressure or no? That
in
remains...
segment, there is a pressure, so we are required to reduce our margin. So we will drop around 2%.
And the current level, what we are at, that seems to be the more steady state level. Would that be a fair expectation on the silpaulin?
Brand and our quality is far superior than any of competition.
Correct.
And we have opened several new markets, not only domestically but internationally. So we are not concerned on silpaulin business growth also and profit also.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, lastly, if you could share any guidance on the tax rate for the year, should we assume it to be 33% or would it be higher?
So, normal tax is now 35%. Which is
so, we should assume.
4% surcharge and 4% sales is 34.99 normal tax rate. And going forward, it is normal tax rate for the company. Because of this extraordinary income of Kushtara unit undertaking, which is falling under long-term capital gain,
Therefore
for this quarter you may see a little bit lower tax rate, but otherwise normal income, normal tax rate.
Okay. And lastly, sir, you have not indicated in your commentary this time the, you know, typically what you highlight that we expect about 12% plus rev volume growth rate. Is that guidance of 12-15% volume growth rate still on for FY19?
Better to guide between 10-12%. Good. Is uncertainty.
Oh, so 10-12%.
Tell you why we told that yes, we will grow between 5,400 to 5,600 crore.
Okay.
Operating margin we said will be 15.5-16%.
Hmm.
So suppose the margin become very low, I can sell more volume, but we have no great desire to sell more volume.
Okay.
The volume comes mostly from pipe business.
Hmm.
Vanilla pipe sometimes gives such a low margin, it's not worthwhile to add to our turnover.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Sir, I think we can grow 15% plus every year. That is not a problem. Capacity is there.
Okay. But
in the we are not willing to sell at such a low margin.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And sir, lastly, if I may, from the sir, I'll come back in the queue for any other questions.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the volume growth, specifically on the plastic piping. It is at only 5%. Sir, can you please provide some more color on why this number is so low?
Two reasons. For PVC pipe, the electricity demand was weak in our segment. We operate big way in Maharashtra, and Maharashtra's demand was weak this year. Second segment, polythene pipe, where we have become our active player in Eastern India and Western India, the price of the polythene grade of pipe has gone up by 25 rupees a kilo. between November to April, around 28% price increase. So many contracts we taken order from government departments have decided to wait for the prices to fall. And we believe the price will start definitely falling from beginning next month for sure. So that's why there's a difference from buying. So though we had the order, but then they said we will take delivery only later.
Okay. Sir, specifically on the Maharashtra demand, is it something related to the sugarcane dues? Has it changed going forward?
Yeah, and the given to us was that water level was low.
Okay.
Some were having low water this time. The last year the rain was poor. And thirdly, the farmers, cooperative credit society, they're not dispersing money so easily.
So, okay.
Especially in Maharashtra this year, and the cotton crop also was in bad shape. And some bollworm has eaten away cotton crop. So that is called damage to farmers also in cotton. Many farmers lost money in cotton growing this year.
Okay. Sir, just to continue over here, sir, how much is the agri pipes over here on overall volumes? Because our revenue growth has been very good despite the volume growth being low. So there is a shift in mix which looks like towards construction. So if you could please explain, sir, that it will be very helpful.
Our focus remains on construction, anyway. And the good part was that housing demand started now properly. Housing demand has gone out of the trauma reasonably well from this RERA and demonetization. And affordable house, big push given by government of India and the state governments have given a push, and going forward we believe demand will come up more and more from affordable housing segment.
Okay. So what is agri pipes of our overall basket? Because I think that is the only pain point because of the Maharashtra issue. Otherwise, the portfolio did well.
Agri pipe is very difficult to say in our company because we know very well that many housing people buy agri pipe for using in housing. So we are not able to declare correctly that how much is the agri pipes going for agriculture. Not possible.
Okay, that helps. Sir, my second question is on Simple. And in the earlier question, you did indicate that we have reduced prices by around 2%. But if you could give some more color on cross-laminated films, cross-bonded films, what is our pricing strategy, anything specifically on the working capital that we are doing? And we were launching this new product, right, Accept Film. So there was a product transition from the existing product to the new product. Sir, how the market response has been to that, sir? It would be very useful.
Extremely good response. Our cross-line bonded film is now become star. The brand is now new brand, Simple Star. It's very well received throughout the country. It has got better property. We differentiated from all the competition which has come. Secondly, we are very glad to know that now more and more countries we are exporting. Our focus has become now more to increase the export. Our focus is also there are so many districts in our country where our product was non-availability product was not reaching there. Now we have started intensive marketing in so many districts of the country. So supported by other three things, that is by using cross-line bonded film, export market and penetrating other market, and also added by many other fabricated products other than tarpaulin, we are now quite optimistic on being growth in our tarpaulin business. Last year was -5%. This year we expect growth to be more than 10%.
Okay, and sir, last question, what percentage of our total volumes out of cross-laminated is now on cross-bonded? Will it be like 25% of sales?
Now, most of our tarpaulin we are selling cross-line bonded film only, except the higher thickness, that is 400 GSM, where we are the only producer. Otherwise, we are mostly in the very thin film, 30 GSM and 35 GSM. Otherwise, all cross-line bonded now.
Okay, sir. This helps a lot, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from Aquarius Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, this is Maulik Patel. Sir, a couple of questions. Sir, our pipe volume growth, as you mentioned in the earlier the question, the polyethylene volume was lower. Sir, what proportion of our overall pipe volume is coming from the polyethylene segment?
Very small segment.
Very small, sir.
Very small segment. Last year we sold pipe at 2800 crore, and polyethylene pipe maybe 7 to 8%.
7 to 8% in revenue terms.
The player only in PVC pipe and followed by CPVC pipe. then come polythene pipe.
Okay, sir. Sir, anything you want to suggest as you said that Maharashtra has been a weak market, any other pockets of the country where you have seen significant strength or weakness?
In the market, we are not significant player in any other market, though we sell in Madhya Pradesh and not Karnataka. But
okay,
we are not significant player in those markets.
Okay. Sir, second question is on the industrial segment.
Sorry?
Industrial segment.
Yes.
What has been driving the growth, sir? Because we sold the business to the joint venture partner now, and what we have been observing in the last couple of quarters, our EBITDA per ton in the industrial segment is growing. Earlier we used to make an EBITDA per ton of around 20,000 rupees. Now in the last couple of quarters, we are making it in the range of around 23,000, 24,000 rupees. So can you just explain what exactly is happening, where our focus is, the ROC is improving in the segment?
First, let us start the color of industrial segment component. Fortunate for the country, there is now more discretionary spending, more money being given as a loan by so many NBFC institutions. So the demand of consumer appliance, demand for two-wheeler, demand for the car, all are booming actually. They are growing more than 20% by volume. Today we are finding great constraint in meeting the requirement. That's why not only we are expanding capacity on existing plant, we are also putting a new plant which is going to start in a month time at Gilot in Rajasthan. Having said that, on the margin, in Khuskera only, the unit which we have transferred in joint venture, we were monitoring always return on average capital employed. And every unit were giving us more than 25%, but this Khuskera unit, in spite of all the effort what we made, we never got more than 13-14% of capital employed. Our company policy is not to continue to stay in a business where the margins are not sufficient to justify continuing the reinvestment. So we therefore let unit be siphoned and we put in a joint venture. Otherwise we are continuously expanding and we are happy with our initial company business.
So earlier, I'm talking about 7-8 years back, the industrial was around 15-16% of our volume. Then the volume declined and now it's around 11-12% of the volume of the overall company. Can it reach to the 15-16 or it can go higher to that level also?
No chance. Our focus is to sell more and more volume of branded goods. Our branded goods are 81-82%. Industrial companies are branded.
Okay.
No scope, no plan also in our company.
You also in your opening comments you mentioned about a couple of plants coming up, particularly in Rajasthan and in the AP side. Once these plants come up, do we expect a significant momentum in our volume growth going forward?
On fabricated product of Felpolin?
No, all the products. I'm saying that you mentioned about there is a plant coming in Rajasthan also, which you mentioned about. There is also an expansion into the West Bengal and other places, Kharagpur and other.
So location?
Location-wise.
A new location will be putting all our existing product only, increasing capacity in those areas.
But this will actually boost our volume growth because volume has not been good in particularly this quarter. If you look at the 2 years back, we did around 95,000 volume. Now we are still doing it around 97 or 99,000 volume in this quarter.
And so never is 95,000 in upper, not like that. Maybe due to we are growing continuously, but now we expect that our business volumes have grown except pipe of 5%. Our product has gone good volume growth this first quarter also. I can share with you volume growth.
I have that volume, sir.
Yes, the volumes have gone in each segment except plastic pipe.
Right.
That's why aberration. After all, the farmer not buying one quarter only. We are not apprehending that the volume will start sinking. We are confident. Last year, the PVC consumption growth in our country by 2%. This year, also first quarter, 5%. It is very surprising. PVC has always grown more than GDP.
Okay.
And last year was 2%, so we were all expected to grow 10%. So it has grown 5%. We saw that apart from Maharashtra, also other market, the demand for agriculture must have been very low.
Got it, sir. I think, sir, that's all. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference call, please limit your questions to two per participant. If you have any further questions, you may come back for a follow-up. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. If you could help us with the PVC price for the quarter FY19 and also for 1Q FY18, if you could, sir.
In the first quarter, that is April, June, PVC price is changed by 5 times. One time the price dropped by 3 rupees and then one after another went on increasing by 1 rupee. So,
would you be able to share the average PVC price for the quarter, sir?
For the quarter average that we cut? 79 rupees per kilo.
And how was it in the first, last year same quarter?
Last year same quarter.
That was 73. And so QOQ, you were saying the prices have actually been stable.
First it dropped and then increased. You see, last year, full year, they were changed 16 times.
Okay.
In 52 weeks, the price has changed 16 times, went up, went down. And this year, in general, April to June, the price changed 5 times. So very difficult to say, what to, we will capture, you can capture the lowest price only, but this is not possible. You will get the quantity every monthly, whatever you to buy, you to buy monthly from the local companies.
Understood. Second question was, in terms of the guidance given, we have seen a QOQ, there is a significant drop in the pipes segment margin. While there could be some seasonality, how do you look at the margin, sir?
And it was better than last year.
No, I was talking about fourth quarter to first quarter, sir. From Jan-March quarter to April-June quarter.
Fourth quarter. Preceding quarter.
Yeah, preceding quarter
was 17%. Correct. That was your inventory gain.
That was inventory gain.
Inventory gain not possible. We don't end your sales also in inventory gain because we believe the polymer price have a downward bias. We are trying to work as low inventory as possible.
Understood. And what is the margin guidance you would look at like for...
So we hope this year 15.5 to 16% overall.
15.5 to 16%. For the overall company?
Yeah.
At the pipe segment level, sir?
Very difficult to say. Overall, we can say the overall.
Understood. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Taparaji, if you can just throw some light on the new products which we have launched over the last 2-3 years. Have any of the new products been able to mature itself and is now started looking upwards, including LPG composite cylinders?
Now, couple cylinder, we say it is now launched, it is working properly. Now the plant is running properly, we'll have no loss, now we'll make profit this year. So okay. The only thing better for me to say that product which has not succeeded in the recent 2-3 years, one was the bath fitting, and secondly, double wall corrugated polythene pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Two products still, we have not received any positive response from those items. Other than that, our product now are selling very nicely, our product are giving positive contribution. Fast fitting, we had an initial setback, now it is coming properly. We hope that after 2-3 quarters, we can talk nicely about fast fitting also. Double wall corrugated polythene pipe, there are many issues about the quality. So today, we cannot say correctly when double wall corrugated polythene pipe will start contributing properly. Our company doesn't play with the quality. The current players are all making very lousy product, which is not allowed by BIS.
Okay.
So, those were quality and polythene pipe still under stress.
Right. So, anything on manhole and silent pipe system?
Manhole is selling small volume. Manhole is not a product which sells very large volume.
Okay.
Manhole is selling small volume, which is selling and is very well accepted. And wherever it is put to use, it is found very much worthwhile. Manhole and chamber, we are the leader today in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Manhole doesn't go in large waves.
But sir, then the underground drainage system along with manhole can be a very big opportunity going forward, right?
Drainage is using, they are using up to 600 millimeter chamber. We call it, we don't call manhole. Manhole is called 1 meter or 1.2 meter.
Right.
We make from 250 mm chamber to 600 mm chamber.
So then how is the demand for chambers? Because that can be a very, very big segment.
Chamber is a very big product for our company. We make so many sizes of chamber and they are all selling nicely.
Can you give us, sir, some sense about the opportunity in the underground drainage segment?
Depend how the government moves. You see, presently, Andhra government is very active. They want to have underground drainage system in all the 1351 panchayat of Andhra Pradesh. Now, more and more states are now also following this Amrit plan and Surya drainage system. So, as the state government makes a bigger plan, we believe the business is going growing. So recently, only central and state government both are spending good money on infrastructure development. We see a good potential going forward in this business and their quality requirement.
Right. And so my last thing on the level of acceptance on the lower GSM Silpoli, which is the liners, Silpoli liners.
Doing well.
Do you think now it's come at the inflection stage where...
Now, doing well in many new applications. 30 GSM we make and 35 GSM we make. We are the only producer. It is adding value to the customer and we are selling well.
Any, sir, any guidance you would give in terms of volumes you would want to achieve over the next 5 years in 30-35 GSM?
Very difficult to say. You can say overall volume growth. That is better to say. Overall volume growth, you can talk of the company.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Poddar from Anand Rathi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, namaste, sir. My question is with regard to your consumer product segment. So we are, over the quarters, we have seen the revenues improving while your EBIT margin have been very volatile. If you can throw some light, what kind of growth you see on the revenue front and what kind of margins, stable margins you see in this segment?
You see, value-wise, the first quarter, the volume has grown by 15% and value-wise grown by 24%.
Yes.
Our focus continuously remains on selling more and more premium items. We are the largest supplier of premium item of furniture in the country. And they are going to go on adding more and more item, and the product which will always enjoy good margin, because it is a, we make niche product only, and so we are able to get better margin also.
So, I mean, if you can throw some guidance on the revenue growth for this year. Last year you clocked around 350 crores of top line and about 16.5% of EBIT margin. So, what kind of growth and margin do you see going forward, looking at the current scenario?
Value-wise, we definitely grow 15% plus. And the first quarter we grew by 24% value.
Mm-hmm.
Because the full year we may grow between 15 to 20%, but 15% for sure.
In terms of volume or value?
I'm saying value. So this
value.
Quarter we had a volume growth of 15% and value was 24%. But we are not, it is not right to compare with the first quarter last year, this year first quarter. If you recall, first quarter last year was a very tough quarter. Second quarter was also tough. First quarter, because of GST, people different buying in the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
Second quarter, when the GST was introduced on the furniture, the GST rate was 28%.
Mm-hmm.
And later after depreciating in the November only, they brought down to 18%.
Right.
It's not easy to compare last year first half with this year first half. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was an unusual situation in demand of furniture.
Okay.
Safely we say this year will grow by 15% plus and we will enjoy good margin for the whole year.
So in the recent quarters, whatever growth we are seeing, has it been led by the volume or higher realization?
More by realization.
More by realization.
We have grown by 8% by volume and value by grown by 17%.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bobby Jayaram from Falcon Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. there have been a few states that have banned some plastic packaging.
Excuse me, there's
been
the operator. Mr. Jairam, your voice is not clear. Can we request you to use the handset, please?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, there have been a few states which have banned plastic packaging. Does it affect Supreme in any way?
We don't make any of those products.
Supreme Petrotech does make the...
Supreme Petrotech makes the raw materials. If the ban is implemented throughout the country, on annual basis, Supreme Petrochem, polystyrene, expanded polystyrene will lose 10,000 ton market. Supreme Petrochem sell domestically 150,000 ton polymer. Out of it, 10,000 ton material will have demand destruction. Having said that, we found some newer application. So we have declared in Supreme Petrochem, in spite of this ban and demand destruction, Supreme Petrochem will grow between 6 to 7% in volume in domestic market.
Right. So other than Supreme Petrotech, none of your products are affected.
Supreme indeed does not make any such product.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of V. Srinath from Bellwether Capital. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on your good set of numbers. I just wanted to understand what is the market potential for double-walled corrugated pipes? And would it be replacing cement pipes, DI pipes, and how many corrugators do we have right now, sir?
There were four corrugators. That is most easy to answer.
Okay, okay.
So, the market is quite large, mostly buying by government, state government, municipal corporation department.
Okay.
Double wall coat is a very good material, but the majority, many players in India are supplying very lousy product.
Okay.
So unless the proper quality standards are established, it's difficult to find good inroad. And we are all working, we hope that very soon the standard will be re-established to see that double wall coated pipe gets a proper place. It's a very good material, very good product. And throughout the world, it's a preferred material for storage and drainage system.
Okay. And is the product price in parity with cement price, cement product, cement pipes and DI pipes, or is it cheaper, sir?
So diameter. This is a big, very complex question. Smaller diameter, some probably more economical. Small diameter, when polished in PVC form, is more economical. Larger diameter, these pipes are more economical. This RCC, what you are talking. So depending on the subject, after all, for making a sewage drainage system, we require pipe from 100 millimeter to 800 millimeter and more also. So depending on diameter, all the pipes have got their place of requirement.
Okay.
CRP pipe, cement pipe, RCC pipe, ductile iron pipe, there are so many types of pipe required for sewage drainage.
Okay. And is there a mentality problem with the state governments to kind of migrate from cement and metal pipes to plastic pipes for the sewage and drainage?
They are open to any good suggestion.
I didn't get you, sir?
They are very open to receive any suggestion. They are not having any blocked mind.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prateek Maheshwari from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just one question that I want to ask on our piping systems revenue and EBIT margins. So, sir, you explained that the 5% growth has been because the Maharashtra market was affected, which affected the PVC volume growth. But in that case, sir, our CPVC contribution would become higher because, as you said, even the after RERA, the housing has started clicking in and there has been a good uptake from the affordable housing. So, sir, what is with the EBIT margins? EBIT margins are still at 10% flat YOY. So, is there anything that I could understand from here?
No, in the housing segment, we have got the largest range in the country. And we not only include CPVC, we include varieties of PVC pipe system also for housing.
Okay.
But we can only say that the housing demand is now much better. And going forward also looks further more bright. And we have a very large range, so we will go on in good penetration into housing segment.
Okay. Is this 10%, 10, 11% is the steady state here, or it should improve? Because last quarter...
What is going to grow over the affordable house construction?
In terms of margins for our piping system?
Margin will always better than 10, 11%.
Okay. So, other thing that I wanted to ask on the fire sprinkler.
In this quarter also, the margin in piping was 13% plus. So, it's not 10-11%.
On the EBITDA level, it's 13%. Sir, other thing that I wanted to ask was on fire sprinkler. So, in your annual report, it was noted that it is moving slow because of the certification that we are slowness in the certification that we are receiving from fire officers. So, sir, what is the any update on that?
No, fire sprinkler, there are no slowness from the fire officer. They are all waiting for the BI system to be established. Now BS has made a system for, earlier it was made only for pipe, now they made for fitting very decently. So we got approval from fire officers, some departments, we have already installed in some buildings, they are all very happy. And we are going forward as now the standard we have been established in the country, and today we are the only player, we expect good business coming forward from next year.
Okay, because in the annual report I mentioned that the compliance, the approval has to be taken from each municipal.
Yes, highly very important subject. Safety is very important. Human life is involved. So this is necessary. That is a part of the business. Nothing wrong in that.
Okay, so over this year...
And when we approach them, we show all details, we get approval. There is no issue about it.
Okay, okay. So that is from my side.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, for HDPE, you indicated it is 8% of the revenues. Did I hear it right?
No, HDPE, I told the price of HDPE pipe grade material, only pipe grade material went up too high. From between November to middle of May, prices went up by 28%.
Correct.
Sale is small sale. I think I told earlier that our sale, major sale,
8-9%.
8-9%, okay.
We are not a very big player in policy, but definitely our 8-9% also become a big volume.
Correct. And sir, how much will be CPVC now? How have we ramped up over there?
No remembrance.
Okay. And sir, secondly, DWC pipe, earlier you had indicated that we will have the capacity nearly 30 KT up and running.
Unless capacity line mostly not used properly.
Sir,
we don't have the quality and so very difficult to get order at our price.
Okay. Sir, I was checking on the DWC pipes. Earlier we had indicated that it will get commissioned by September. Sir, what is the status on that?
DWC pipe are commissioned.
It is commissioned.
All connected, all we got BIS, everything in place.
Okay, that helps. And sir, lastly, you indicated that the volume growth will be 10 to 12%. Did I hear it right?
You are right. You heard correctly.
And sir, this will be lower than the earlier guidance of 12 to 15%. Is it correct?
Yes, sir. Earlier we were talking 12 to 15. Now we have dropped down to 10 to 12 because when we see the pipe sub-business margins are poor. So we didn't want to grow very intensively in pipe business, more the legal segment.
Okay. So when we reduce this volume guidance, which is the segment which will see lower volume growth inside plastic piping, any specific segment that we are looking at?
On the segment PVC pipe, agriculture segment, the volumes are not going to grow a big way.
Okay. And sir, why is that so?
So the margins are poor.
Okay, so basically we are chasing profitable growth as compared to... Hello?
We are here to make profit.
Okay. Right. Okay, and the margin guidance remains unchanged, 15.5 to 16%.
Are very important.
Correct. And sir, lastly on Supreme Chambers, any specific quantum that has been finalized on how much we will get in terms of proceeds?
We have sold 38,000 already. Now only 12,000 square feet remaining unsold.
Correct. Sir, how much is the money that we'll receive corresponding to that?
From this 38,000, we will get around 78 crores.
78 crores. Okay. And sir, any timelines over here?
Okay, so we get it before September.
By September, you said. Okay, okay. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Taparia ji, just one question I have. If you look at the margins in the housing segment, they are significantly better than agri pipes because you have more of fittings which come in the housing segment. So even in this quarter, when actually the growth is very muted in housing, but the per ton margins have moved up in the piping segment. So when you are saying that, you know, we'll be focusing on growth mainly from the housing segment, wouldn't it imply that the margins would be far better? But you still maintained your margin guidance to where it used to be. So wouldn't that be a case?
We are not maintaining. Though it is 13.5% for the quarter, we are telling 15.5% for the year.
Sure. Okay. And sir, secondly, my question would be regarding CPVC, and because that was growing at a faster pace, so wouldn't that be able to make up for some of the deceleration we intentionally do on the agri side? Wouldn't that be able to maintain the overall growth?
Overall growth is not only our company, big player in other PVC piping for housing, apart from CPVC. We are also active in polypropylene, random copolymer housing piping system for hot water. We have many systems for housing, not only CPVC. So I cannot say only one segment, one item, one system only. So we are quite an active player in housing. We have the largest range of housing.
Sure.
As we told, we will be more and more active player in housing segment only.
Sure. Sure. Just last question I have, if you can just share, your sense on what's happening at Supreme Petrochem and how we look at it over the next, over this year and next, how the environment is shaping up at that company?
Now, Supreme Petrochem, the other vertical, after now polystyrene EPS are well established vertical. Now, the three verticals, that SPC, Special Polymer Compound, and Master Base, and extruded polystyrene foam board, and third is styrene methyl methacrylate. All three are growing every quarter after quarter. And we are very confident that within 4 to 5 quarters, we will come with the mass ABS item also in the country. So with all the new vertical, we remain quite optimistic about the Supreme Petrochem business growth going forward. Only quarter we may go wrong when I say instead of six quarters, it may take eight quarters. That part I cannot precisely predict. But the products are very good, and whoever used it, they are very happy.
Sure. Okay.
It is no more a polystyrene EPS company. It is now making several products which are required for the economy.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohammed Mandasur, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, sir, my question is regarding Supreme Petro again. Sir, in the June 18 quarter, we did see a margin expansion YOY, but the margins are yet lower than the 6 to 8% which we had seen in the recent quarters. So any specific reason for the same? Also, these other expenses in Supreme Petro went up 15%.
Petrochem, the biggest problem as on today, and was there for many years now, that the styrene price movement create a big problem to Supreme Petrochem quarter to quarter reporting. Some quarter styrene price goes up too much high, so you get too much inventory gain. Some quarter styrene price too much down, so you get too much inventory loss. So we started this company with only polystyrene. After seeing the very wild fluctuation in styrene monomer price, myself and Mr. Preheza, our partner, we decided that we must take two initiatives. First is the company should remain debt-free. And secondly, company, with whatever money we generating, we must, apart from doing dividend, we must go adding more and more vertical. We started the polystyrene company, and today we've got 5 vertical, and 2 vertical are very well established, and 3 vertical are going to be fully and nicely contributing in monthly working. And still vertically now we are investing money for that, and that should start sometime in second half next year. So with so many new verticals, we want to get out of the clutches of the stagnant price movement, which creates havoc to the working of the company. So this is the only problem. Because of that, we are difficult to announce any operating profit margin. We don't tell about Supreme Petrochem. We can talk quantity. We are very difficult to pronounce it. But the policy remains that we will not have any debt. We don't require debt. We could enough money in the bank line, idle. And we don't want to have any debt.
Finally, sir, this operating expenses which has gone up 54% to 57 crores, any specific reasons there?
Supreme Petrochem.
If you can guide on the volumes.
Supreme Petrochem.
Supreme Petrochem, yes.
No, I didn't bring the data of it, but it may be, no, there's no inventory gain.
Nothing.
Because after all, it was only very small profit only. First quarter, the profit was looking better compared to last year. First quarter, otherwise profit is small.
Oh, yeah, the base was small because there was an inventory loss.
Well, sometimes it is very difficult to say. The price changes so frequently, it can change in one day also. Go up by $100, go down by $100.
Okay. Okay. And so just finally, you had mentioned a capex of 180 crores in Supreme Petro. Some calls back on the...
I called only 50 crores.
50 crores. Okay.
50 crores. This year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take the last question from the line of Achal Lohade from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks once again, sir, for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, you mentioned about the DWC capacity. What is the capacity, and also wanted to know the CAPEX guidance for FY19 and the capacity by end of March 19?
No, CAPEX guidance, we gave opening a CAPEX between 300 and 350 crore rupees.
Okay.
When we give commitment, that the money we are going to commit. So last year we gave a guidance of 450 crore rupees, and 266 crore have gone on ground, and 218 crore investment was made, but the investment became 55 this year only. And this year we gave a commitment of 300 to 350 crore. We expect it may be further new commitment of 300 crore we may make this year. Up till now, we made a commitment of 118 crore in first quarter.
Okay, when you say commitment, it's actually the capex you have done incurred, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we committed. So after all, okay. Incurred will happen only when the equipment comes.
Okay, okay. Your commissioning you are talking about. Okay, sir. And what is the DWC capacity and how many corrugators?
30,000 tons.
30,000 tons. Is it at a single location or multi-location?
Single location.
Okay, and just one last question, sir, in terms of the pipes business, you said the basically the pressure on the volume growth is largely led by the agri business because of the price-related competition, which is making
I think if you analyze the whole country's growth was only 5%.
Okay.
So we are playing active player in Maharashtra, but it looks that area segment must be bad throughout the country.
Understood.
So PVC consumption growth was very poor. Last year was 2% only.
Correct.
It's more explainable due to demonetization, ZERA and GST. This year we anticipated in the beginning of the year that it will go up 9 to 10%. But first quarter, it ended, the growth was 5.3%. Entire country, not Supreme Industries.
For the industry.
Okay, low growth definitely. Principally due to poor demand from the agriculture segment, throughout the country. I can talk correctly about Maharashtra only. But if you take the Reliance, you will know from many other segments, where in the state, the demand must be very poor. They are the largest player of PVC in the country.
So you are saying basically the demand, the industry growth was weak in the first quarter, and that was more to do with the agri segment.
That's it, because housing demand was okay.
Housing demand was okay. Okay, okay. And just the mix part, sir, would you be able to help us with that? How much would be agri as a percentage of
No idea, because people buy agri-pipe used in housing.
Correct, but broadly from our end, what would
be? I cannot say.
30%?
When the number, we do not say wrong number.
Okay, okay, okay. Understood, sir. Thank you so much. Wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for attending the call, and thank you to the management of the Supreme Industries for patiently answering all the questions. Thank you, Taparia ji, and everyone.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.